Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning with Reb T, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're in Season 4, looking at Chapter 3, Mishnah 5, 3, 5, Gimel, Hey. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona Omer, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona says, Kol ha-mekabel alav all Torah, whoever accepts upon himself the yoke of Torah, mavir mimenu olmal will be freed from the yoke of government and the yoke of derech eretz, which is really worldly necessities. When you're involved in the Torah matters, when you're involved in the Torah pursuits, the pursuits of chesed, pursuits of mitzvot, you don't have to worry about the other things because Hashem will take care of it for you. You're involved in the needs of the klal, you're involved in helping the klal through Torah, mitzvot, and chesed, Hashem will make sure to take care of those other things for you. You don't have to worry about those things. Obviously, you still have to do your shtadlus, still have to have a job and an occupation, a way to get the money. Ein somchen halanes, we talked about yesterday. You can't rely on miracles. You have to put your effort involved, you have to put your exertion involved, but it won't have to be to such a hard extent or such a harsh extent, probably. Whoever throws off the yoke of Torah, whoever shirks his responsibility and goes away from his responsibility in Torah, noslan alav ol malchus v'ol derech eretz, will be given and burdened with the yoke of government and the yoke of worldly necessities. If you involve your life, if you involve yourself, you involve your time with things related to Torah, things related to mitzvos, things related to chesed, you don't have to worry about the other things as much. Again, always do the hishtalas and be involved as much as you can, but you don't have to worry about it as much because Hashem will take care of it. You're taking care of the Torah and chesed and mitzvos under the guidance of what Hashem wants, then the other things will be taken care of by Hashem for you. So you have a choice between taking care of material things, worldly things, or taking care of things that are otherworldly or past worldly, the Torah mitzvos that stay with you and go with you into the Olam Haba, things that are more than just the material things, that are the spiritual and that are above the mundane elements. That is the thing to focus on, and then the material things will be taken care of by Hashem for you as well. Let's look at what Rabbeinu Yonah tells us also. If you accept upon yourself the yoke of Torah, you're freed from the government. Since he makes Torah his main focus and his work only secondary, it's about priority. What is your priority? We're talking about being koveya itim la Torah. It shouldn't be that you have 5 minutes in the day you devoted to Torah. It should be that your focus, your thinking, your process should be revolved around Torah, and work should be secondary. Making Torah, mitzvos, and chesed your priority, and everything else be made as secondary. So if the main Torah focus is the Torah, and his work is secondary, God will protect him from all trouble, protecting him from anything that could cause him to stop learning, God forbid. God will not allow his name to come up when the king conscripts workers. Hashem will not allow him to be taken in for the work of the king, sparing him from the king's service and freeing him for the service of his father in heaven, or in other words, for Torah study. So you're involved in Torah study, you're held back from needing to be used for other things. And the yoke of Derech Eretz, he will not have to work much to provide his needs, but of course he still has to work a little bit doing his shtadlus. A little bit will be sufficient to keep him going. The labor of a righteous person is blessed, and he will be happy with whatever he has. So if you're involved with the Torah aspects and chesed and mitzvahs, Hashem will make it that you could do the minimum, a small amount to get the money you need. Doing a little bit of hishtalas, not a ton of hishtalas necessary, but a little bit in order to get what you need done. But if you're not involved in Torah, chesed and mitzvahs, you'll have to do a lot of hishtalas to get things done. So really the best thing to do, the blessing to bring upon ourselves, is to really be involved in Torah, mitzvahs, and chesed as much as possible. And then we do small hishtalas to get the money that Hashem wants to give us anyway. So you work only a little bit, and then it'll be blessed, and then you'll get what you need in order to be involved in the different things. One who throws off the yoke of Torah will be burdened with the yoke of government. You might imagine that if you give up learning Torah, you'll be left with more time to work, but God will thwart your plans. He will have the king decide to draft you for his service, like streams of water in the heart of a king in the hand of God. He will turn him to any direction he wishes, and that comes from Mishlei. So really the best thing to do is be involved as much as possible in the Torah and in its chesed and in its mitzvos. And the yoke of Derech Eretz, you will be busy chasing after your livelihood. livelihood and never find it. Even if you do make money, you will not be satisfied with what you have, and you will waste your whole life on futile attempts to become richer and richer. As it says, one who loves money will never be satisfied with money. Oh, hip kesef, lo yuspa kesef, or something like that. That comes from Koheles. All his days are painful, spent in labor and spent in toil, and he will never know any rest. So accept upon yourself as much as possible to be involved in that Torah, to be involved in the mitzvahs and in the chesed, and then you won't have to worry about the day-to-day mundane things as much. You'll only have to exert a little bit, do a little bit of hishtalis. But if you throw off the yoke of Torah, mitzvahs and chesed, God forbid, you're going to have to do a lot of work to get there. A person might think, no, I'm not going to be involved in Torah. I'm going to put a lot more energy and time and resources involved in my work. But you're going to see that it's going to be adarabah, the exact opposite. Hashem is going to make it much harder for you to earn that money, as if you really need to work harder and harder. It becomes an endless cycle. It becomes a downward cycle. But if you just involved yourself in Torah, chesed and mitzvahs for the general klal, for the people around you, it would have been much, much easier. You would have only had to use a little bit of toil. So make sure as much as possible to be involved in all that Torah, to be involved in all that chesed and all those mitzvahs, to make the world a better place, and then Hashem will hopefully give you what you need money-wise if just exerting a little bit with your status and your job in the days of your life. Join us next time as we talk about the idea of 10 studying and what happens, and then we also go down to 5 and then 3 and then 2 and then 1. Different elements about learning Torah, being involved in Torah here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.